deal with airplane peanuts.
Badger party!
Get it, boys!
Get in the Sprinter van!
That's a big fish, Ari.
He'll be there.
Fish gone?
No.
No, he's there.
He's got it. This is a bonita.
Today is Monday, August 15th, and as we speak, Mark Norman is putting on a bachelor party clinic, complete with big comedy lineups, deep sea fishing, strip clubs, and more. Welcome back to the Joke World Comedy Update. Every single Monday, bring you the comedy news that you need to know from your favorite comedians, your favorite podcasts, who went on each other's shows, what new specials are coming out next week, what new specials came out last week. The whole comedy world summed up for you in one place, so please consider subscribing to Joke World right now, turning on the post notifications, and downloading this episode on Spotify to support the channel.
This is how you throw a bachelor party. 10 miles out at sea, Mark's pulling in bonitas.
Umar's
throwing up pretty aggressively.
Yeah, gringo poppy.
One of the main things that makes this bachelor party so cool in the first place is, yeah, Tampa would be a great place for anyone to have a bachelor party. But when you're a big-name comedian like Mark Norman and your other friends that are going to be going to this party in the first place are also big-name comedians, what they did is just such a cool idea. They had a show on Sunday. Today's Monday. Yesterday, they had a bunch of shows where they'd fill out the lineup of Mark Norman, Joe List, Ari Shaffir, and special guests. People that were already going to be at his bachelor party, but they decided to all go on the same shows together and just pack these rooms.
Man, like, you get a pizza, and then you're on the elevator, and then somebody always comes on the elevator, and they go, hey, you bring it up for everybody?
Now, what sucks is that I didn't get to go, and I wanted to go to report this on the news to you guys. I first heard about this happening a few weeks ago. I was in Tampa at a local open mic, and I was talking to a comedian about it after the show, and he was telling me that the word on the street is that it's probably Sam Morril is the special guest, because they advertised, Side Splitters, the club that this was at, advertised this as Mark Norman, Joe List, Ari Shaffir, and a special guest. A lot of people thought it was Sam because obviously they have We Might Be Drunk, that podcast together, New York guy. All these guys seem to be good friends, at least from what we can see on the internet. And the other thing was they theorized that Sam, because he had a show in Tampa prior to this event, they didn't want to advertise that publicly so people wouldn't be like, oh, I'll just skip Sam's main show. I'll see him when he's in town with Mark. Now, for whatever reason, that theory ended up being wrong. The special guest was Burt. Burt Kreischer's obviously from Tampa. They just did the Fully Loaded tour together, him and Mark. A great bachelor party character. I mean, if you knew Burt and you were having a bachelor party, you'd be an idiot not to invite him.
Oh, Aperol spritz with the boys. Joe?
Yeah. San Diego, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you motherfuckers.
Don't go to Joe's show. Instead, go to my show in Vegas with Big J in September.
Ooh, Red Rocks, sold out!
I feel like we can assume that it was pretty electric just based on the videos that we've seen, but I did everything I could to get in there. I tried emailing the club for some media access passes, because as silly as it sounds, I mean, this is the comedy news. They responded and said they didn't want to take away from the door deal for these comedians, but if anything opened up, they would let me know. Now, nothing ended up opening up. I did not get to see this show. But what's interesting is that they mentioned the door deal, because another thing that I heard from some local comedians in Tampa, and I don't know if this is true, but what they said is apparently the plan was to do these shows at Side Splitters with this massive lineup, Mark Norman, Joe List, Burt, Ari, and then take the money they made from that and spend every dime on Mark Norman's bachelor party. Just go balls to the wall, full throttle, just blowing bags in Tampa. So if you are a Tampa stripper, you better go find a pole, because there is some funny ass people and one real fat guy walking around looking to spend some money.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can climb up that tree and get a coconut. $1,000.
Come on, man Z. 2,000. You need the money.
2,000.
He's in shape.
Doggy. Ari's doing it?
Get some Ukrainian women while you're there.
Doug doesn't have long enough arms, I don't think.
Ari can't do it.
Ari can't even get a foot up.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
He's
got that freakish.
Oh, he's got a monkey.
He's longer than you guys.
There's always one school that they find in, like, San Francisco. There's always one school they use as an example where the teacher's in front of the kids and she's like, this is my labia. And tonight I'm gonna make it a cock. And your homework is to name my new cock. And you go, that is a bit much. That is excessive.
Tim Dillon's coming out with a brand new comedy special tomorrow titled Tim Dillon, A Real Hero. August 16th, it drops on Netflix, and I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't seen a full, long Tim Dillon hour, I don't think ever. I don't know if you have. I feel like most of his specials in the past have been a little bit shorter, like the 30-minute chunks. He did something for Comedy Central that wasn't as long, and this seems to have a lot of promise behind it. According to Netflix, Tim rants about fast food, living in Texas, Disney adults, and the reason nobody should be called a hero. So these all sound like great topics that would be covered on the Tim Dillon Show, which brings me to kind of my main point about this special. I feel like Tim Dillon is in a category with a few other people, maybe like Theo Von, who their personalities translate so well in their comedy in podcasts. You know, This Past Weekend and The Tim Dillon Show, two of the most popular comedy podcasts in the world, and two of the most unique ones, the most unique voices out of these two guys. No one could replicate them if they tried. But when it comes to stand-up specials, neither of these two guys have that many. Theo had one on Netflix earlier this year. Tim, you see clips from every once in a while of him on stage. And I think most people agree that they would rather see them in their podcasts, which is strange because they're such funny, unique voices that, like I said, cannot be replicated. And then when they go on stage, it almost feels like people miss what they used to do in the podcast or what they're used to them doing in their podcast. So that's why I'm curious to see how this is going to go for Tim tomorrow. Like I said, he's one of the funniest people, has one of the best podcasts in the world. But even Tim himself said he didn't necessarily love this special.
You just don't need to put out specials. David Tell puts out a special every 8 years.
And he's one of the greatest of all time.
Why is Brendan Shaw putting out two specials?
I don't even love the special that I just shot. And it's coming out because here's the deal. It's like, I wrote the material 2 years ago. You saw the jokes 2 years ago at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. But my whole thing is I want to do it live as much as I can. So by the time the special comes out, a lot of it's topical. It's relevant.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I didn't love the audience. I didn't love it. It is what it is. But, you know, I whatever people want to do with their lives, they can do.
The guest list Your Mom's House had on Greg Garcia last week. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Andrew Santino instead of Tom. We Might Be Drunk had on Bill Burr. They're the big winners of the podcast world last week. That episode was huge.
You guys ever watch the Little League World Series?
I love that shit.
Love
that. Did
fun.
You see that fat kid? He goes, my name's so-and-so. My favorite play is this, and I hit dingers.
I've never seen that.
He's just like, I fucking love this kid.
You gotta love a fat kid.
With swagger?
Yeah.
Come on. I also love a sloppy baseball player. Oh, there he is. That's the kid.
Oh, this kid's adorable.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
I hit dingers. He
he's either going to the MLB or fucking Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Yeah. Fucking the WWE.
It's like The Sandlot. Remember that the redheaded kid in The Sandlot stole the whole movie?
Yeah.
I just rewatched that. On a plane.
Baseball movies, for some reason, are like the best sports movies.
Oh, the best.
Like Bull Durham.
They had a run, too. Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield. It was like 10 of them.
Major and they League. Because it kind of toes the line of like the pamphlet for this country. You know what I mean? It's for, hey, everybody can fucking make it. And then it kind of ignores all the fucking ugliness of it. It's just kind of, it's sort of the Santa Claus version of like America. It's like, yeah, that does exist, but there's this other shit here. So it's very, they're very patriotic.
Yes.
Type of thing.
David Tell's joke, Little League World Series, or as I call it, the pedophile Super Bowl. Something like that.
I feel like Attell gets still the fucking greatest.
Still the best.
I think he gets a quote in here like every week. There's always an Attell line.
Joe Rogan had on Nate Bergazzi. The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler talked to Joe DeRosa last week. Whiskey Ginger had on Paul Verzi. Kill Tony Tonight is Annie Letterman. And we still have not had a new Flagrant episode drop. The last one they did was KSI. As far as new stand-up specials go, we have Tim Dillon, A Real Hero, coming out tomorrow. Then Mike Cannon is doing an all-crowd work comedy special that's coming out Wednesday, August 17th, which is the same day that Tim Dillon is joining the Your Mom's House crew, Tom Segura, Christina P., and Josh Potter, for their live event that is coming out Wednesday, August 17th as well. Thank you for watching this episode of the Joke World Comedy Update. That's it for this week in comedy. Come back next Monday for another full episode of comedy news from your favorite comedians and podcasters, and you can see me and I'll talk to you and I'll tell you about comedy stuff that you could find on your own, but it's a lot easier just watch these videos. Thanks again. Please subscribe.